So welcome to week one, day one of our 21-day challenge for redefining our habit. So in this very short audio, we're just going to talk a little bit about awareness versus thinking. And I talk about awareness because often with developing our practice, our meditation practice, or overcoming challenges or obstacles, it's really important that we first establish what it is that might be that obstacle, which might be that which is holding us back. So to overcome something, we have to recognize it, right? Sometimes finding the obstacle actually means setting the goal for the change and just starting. And along that path to our goal, our obstacle is going to present itself. And the key to recognizing this is being able to develop awareness, to be able to take note, to sit back and actually notice what it is that is stopping us. What is this obstacle? But we have to first develop this muscle of awareness. But here's a question for you. All right, this is a task that I really like to invite you to do before we go any further. So please stop this audio and answer these two questions. What is awareness? And the second question is, what is thinking? So just stop this audio and take a few minutes to really consider what awareness is and what thinking is. Okay, so hopefully you've stopped the audio and you have taken some time to consider those two questions. What is awareness and what is thinking? So these are two questions that I have personally been pondering, and this is part of my process for overcoming these obstacles that seem to constantly jump in my place, jump in front of me when I'm trying to, for me, to develop my own personal and daily practice. And this is about, for me, developing some healthy habits that I know is right for me. And I know that it's right for me. I know that when I am meditating, when I am practicing my mindfulness, I know that that I have a lot of, I feel healthier, right? So I've been really pondering what the concept of awareness is and what is the concept of thinking. Here is what I come up with. So awareness is actually being able to sit and observe without judging and without storytelling. So without that perpetuation of thoughts. So a thought starts and then for some reason the thought just grows into this huge story. I've also written that awareness is actually recognizing the gaps. It's about being able to sit in the silence and be comfortable with it. Awareness for me is also the ability to recognize when I have moved off the path to establishing these habits or these practices that I know are good for me. And then when you start to look at other aspects of awareness, and this is actually then becomes a bit of an activity, is awareness is perceiving your environment using your senses. So those of you who come along to my regular group classes, you'll know at the end of yoga is that I've actually been practicing lots of different relaxation techniques, but one of my original that I've always used has been this body scan exercise, and that is partly about, well, actually, it's not even partly, it is about creating awareness. So that's a really important exercise for building the awareness muscle. If awareness actually had a physical, tangible thing, it would definitely be a muscle of some description. And we can actually look at awareness as living in the brain, and the brain being that muscle. So we need to work our brain. And I'm gonna, over the next 7 days, I'm gonna give you guys some great exercises to help build your mind gym, to help build your mind using a mind gym, and to also, basically, some brain exercises. We're gonna muscle up our awareness skills. But that brings me to the second question. How does awareness differ from thinking? You know, because I was actually really grappling with the difference between awareness and thinking for a while there. And here is what I ended up coming up with for what thinking is. And maybe it's the same as you guys. I don't know. I really want to hear what you guys have had to say about what awareness and thinking is, and this is what the Mindful Living group is going to be for. This question is will be posed on the group, and you can jump over there and show me what you guys have written, and let's start a conversation about it, because I don't believe that there's going to be anyone that's right or wrong with this. It's just our own observations of that. But here is what I thought thinking was, right? So thinking is that storytelling. So when I talked about awareness, I mentioned about, you know, being able to sit and observe our thoughts without judging them and without perpetuating, without that thought growing into a story. So for me, I think thinking is the storytelling. It's the filling in of the gaps. And remember, in our yoga classes, I've been talking, this is what our brain naturally does. It is our protector. It helps us to survive. So it is always thinking. It is going to fill in the gaps. It is going to tell the story, because the brain is trying to help us, or the mind is trying to help us to survive. So thinking is also about other thoughts that might be arising as a result of one thought, so the storytelling, but it can actually move off tangent and start to perpetuate on itself. So it starts to be like a snowball, where if it's running along the ground on snow-driven ground, that snowball actually starts to grow because it picks up other snow. So that's my thoughts on thinking. Now, I really want to hear what you guys have had to say about this. So please do jump over to the Mindful Living group and make a note. Find where I've put the questions, what is awareness and what is thinking, and add your observations on that. Now, I've got a little exercise that I'm going to include in the email about breathing. So it's just a 3-minute exercise that I'm going to invite you to do, and it's very simple and you can do it every day. And it is about noticing your breath and about noticing your senses. Okay, so it's just a 3-minute exercise, very simple. And I'm going to pop other information up there as well. So there'll be a little fact that will be included in the email that hopefully you'll have a read of. And there'll be lots of other exercises coming your way. But let's just start with this easy day today, and we'll see where tomorrow takes us. Hope you're having a great one, guys. See you soon. Oh, don't forget, if you've got any questions, pop them on the Mindful Living group, send them through via email, and obviously you can save some of the challenges that you might be having, if you like, for our conversation either on Monday or on Thursday night. And if you haven't nominated, please do send me through that email so that I can send you through the appropriate link. Speak soon, guys.